This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And we're off. It is hour three of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Coming up in our final 60 minutes on this Tuesday, we get started out west with the Chargers welcoming the Eagles and handing them a big fat L. Then in 20 minutes, we're going to win. We bring in the great Joe Theismann. Going to talk about the Irish because, of course, he graduated from Notre Dame. Sprinkle in some Commanders questions as well. So can't wait to talk to Joey T. And then it's our best bets and the Donkster coming your way at 8:40. Also, welcome to our audience on Stadium as we stream our final hour. And we're also streaming on X as well. If you'd like to stream us, you can log on or just go to BallySportsLive.com and the Bally Sports Live app. Before we get to this game, very quickly, I do need to mention that during the break, we were talking about, what is this called, Denton? this
Death by cream cheese.
Death by cream cheese. Chelsea, you have to explain this because now this is just going to be on my brain all morning long.
Okay, so we go to a little country church that has potluck dinners, you know, after church once a month or something. So people sign up what they're bringing. And of course, I sign up slice and bake cookies, because obviously I'm a really good traditional wife, which is better than store-bought cookies, I suppose. But people were putting some of these items, and I had not ever heard of death by cream cheese. And let me just lay it on the table. I don't like cream cheese. I think it's disgusting. So when I saw death by cream cheese, I really wanted to, like, put the thumbs down. Like, on Facebook, you can, like, react to things and be like, yuck, please don't bring that. But you guys had the opposite reaction. Like, all of you guys were like, that sounds amazing. So I guess I'm in the minority here because apparently all of you guys would love to die by cream cheese.
Yes. That sounds awesome. That sounds awesome.
I mean, I can think of way worse ways to go.
Yes.
Way worse.
I don't know. Death by getting shanked in the pokey. There's one. Or death by cream cheese. I'll take death by cream cheese every day of the week. It was a slow death for the Eagles last night out in L.A. They've now lost three straight. Chargers on top of the Eagles, 22-19 in overtime. The Chargers getting to the Chargers plus 115. Your total set at 42, and the under just hits 41 points in this game. And the Chargers get things started early in the first.
Second down and goal. Herbert, wide open touchdown. Rookie Omarion Hampton, welcome back.
Hampton returning from injury makes it 7-0 Chargers, call courtesy of ESPN. Eagles go ahead 16-13 in the fourth when Saquon Barkley gets loose for a 54-yard touchdown run. He had 122 yards on the night, but LA has their secret weapon.
Dicker, the kicker from Texas, drills five field goals in overtime or during the game, including a clutch 46-yarder to send this game to overtime, tied at 19, hits a 54-yarder to give the Chargers the lead in the extra session, and that's when the Eagles and Jalen Hurts try to win it.
Hurts keeps, throws, batted up and picked off! Intercepted! And the Chargers win the ball game.
Once again, call courtesy of ESPN. Hurts with four interceptions in this game, Chelsea. The Chargers, two games out of first in the AFC West. The Eagles, again, have lost three straight. And normally, we would talk about the Chargers, and we will, because they gutted this thing out, and Justin Herbert was playing with a broken left hand that he had surgery on, so gutsy performance by him. But really, wasn't this about the Eagles and how they continue to sort of fracture in front of us?
Yeah, it feels like the year of the upside down continues in the NFL, where these teams, where you think you can trust them, the Eagles just won the Super Bowl last year. What is this offense? And here's the thing. It's not improving. In fact, it feels like their offense is getting worse. Some of this falls on the shoulders of Jalen Hurts. You're not going to win many games where you throw four interceptions and don't throw a single touchdown pass. But I think about the butterfly effect a lot in sports, because it's crazy how one play can completely change the narrative. Because think about if Jalen Hurts doesn't throw that last interception. Think about if the Eagles win this game. Because I think the talking point would be like, okay, you know, it was an ugly win, but at the end of the day, a win is a win is a win, because that's kind of been the talking point for the Eagles, because, you know, they still have eight wins so far this season. But now they're in this downward spiral, and here's the thing, doesn't feel like the mentality is great on the sidelines either. So it would be one thing if this was a team that looked together and said, hey, you know, we're still a team, we're still together, even though I'm sure Jalen Hurts said something very poignant after the game and had some musing that sounds, you know, like what a coach would say. But still, it just feels like a team that seems similar to the 2023 squad that we saw that had all the talent in the world, but just something wasn't right. Where they go on the road, or excuse me, I think they went on the road in the playoffs, and they lost in the first round to the Bucks, and it just looked like they didn't even get off the bus. So this is a team that's getting harder and harder to believe in, despite their record and despite the fact that they just won a Super Bowl last year.
Do you want to hear the clickbait headline of the day? Here you go. You talk about overreactions. This is from For the Win. Is it time for the Eagles to bench Jalen Hurts for Tanner McKee?
All right.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay. All right. Let's pump the brakes on that just a little bit. What are you doing? I'm not clicking on that article, by the way. I refuse to give into that. That's stupid. That is stupid. That's
well,
the worst
the
of sports journalism.
Jalen Hurts had one of his worst games of his career last night.
Yes.
I will hand you that. But what do we think the ceiling is for this Eagles team with Tanner McKee? Like, do we think this is a team that has a chance? Like, that's the thing. You either live or die by Jalen Hurts, but, like, you're not going to take the other option.
Right.
Like, come on, man. Like, I know Jalen Hurts, again, it feels like he almost cost them this game, almost by himself. But still, this is not the answer.
It's not even close to being in the atmosphere of considerations here. There are a lot of things that need to be done for the Eagles, okay? They need to regroup. They need to figure out who they are. If they have to have the whole, we're going to close the locker room doors and lock them up and have an honest conversation and talk to one another and figure things out, okay. If Nick Sirianni needs to continue to embed himself or be a bigger part of the offense, which he was this week, fine. It didn't necessarily look great. But, yeah, this isn't even a consideration. Jalen Hurts is your quarterback. He's a Super Bowl MVP. You're the defending Super Bowl champions. And, by the way, despite this losing streak, they're still very likely going to win the division. Like, the Cowboys have an outside shot here. But as we've seen before, we saw this, what, two, 3 years ago, where the Eagles have the talent, and if they get on the same page, they can put it together and make a run. I don't think that's going to happen, but the talent is there, no question about it. Jalen Hurts is your quarterback. So what you have to do is say, where are our issues? And we sort of see these sort of leak out through the media. Jalen isn't playing within the offense or isn't releasing the ball when he should, and A.J. Brown isn't happy. I don't know if he's the de facto spokesperson for the guys who are frustrated. Regardless, there is still time for Philly to work things out and to get in the playoffs and make a run. I'm doubtful that will happen, but the talent is there. Look at the odds right now. To win the NFC East, they're almost minus 1,100. They're going to win the division. So they're in the very fortunate position to be playing bad football, and yet the division is so bad, they're still going to make the playoffs.
Right. But the difference this year is that the NFC is really tough. Like we were talking about it earlier, there's a chance that a team wins 11 games this year and doesn't make the playoffs. So whatever seed they draw, you know, in the NFC, it's not going to be some slouch team. It's going to be, you know, the Niners. It's going to be the Lions or the Bears. So it's one of these teams that has had a really great season. Or hell, even the Seahawks. Who wants to go against them in the first round? I certainly wouldn't. So it's one of those things where if they were making adjustments, because the offense has been an issue for quite some time, and if they were getting better, I would say, okay, maybe you hold out faith for this team.
Yeah.
The thing is, they continue to not make adjustments, and nothing looks different. That's the thing with good coaches and good teams is that if they have a problem, they know how to fix it. But right now, feels like the Eagles don't know how to fix anything on the offense.
No, they really don't. They're sort of broken right now, which is why Sirianni has tried to get involved. But last night was... And the thing is, you have to be frustrated with the Eagles. You had your chances. Jalen Hurts just picked a wrong time to have one of his worst games as an Eagle. One of those interceptions was not his fault. And also, he had two turnovers on one play where he throws the pick, and then he makes the tackle, and then the ball pops out, and he's got the football. And then, I remember the Chargers defense tackles him. He pops the ball loose, fumbles on the same play. So just a forgettable night for Jalen all the way around. As for the Chargers, gutted this one out. Justin Herbert, playing with that broken left hand, had surgery on it. 12 of 26, 138 yards, one touchdown, one pick. Also rushes for 66 yards, but sacked a career high seven times. So the Eagles' defense was an issue a week or so ago when the Bears just had their way with them. They tightened things up last night, but it didn't matter because they couldn't get anything going offensively. Still, the Chargers, two games back of the Broncos in the AFC West. And as Jim Harbaugh said, I would put the joy I feel right now in the conversation with me having my children or getting married. So he was thrilled after the game.
Right. And it's one of those quotes from one of those people where you're saying to yourself, is this actually sarcasm? Or does he mean this with 100% sincerity?
Right.
Because I would not put it past somebody who is such a football guy to love the ending of this game. But when it comes to the Chargers, this was a gutsy win because you think about the position they were put in coming into this game where their quarterback had to have surgery earlier this week and he still played in the game. And he wasn't even, you know, that productive on paper when it came to the passing game. But I didn't have my money on Justin Herbert being the leading rusher for the Chargers. Usually you have guys who are coming off an injury and they want to play it safe. And for good reason. You know, face of the franchise, they don't want to hurt themselves for the rest of the season. 10 carries, 66 yards on the ground, including, you know, some big ones in big situations. That's what we didn't get from Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. Like, usually we'll see something from Jalen Hurts where he's a good runner, but he just didn't carry the ball that many times and he just wasn't that productive. So Justin Herbert was winning this game with his legs, and it should be noted that the Chargers' defense was pretty solid when it mattered in this point as well. Like, you can blame a lot of those turnovers just simply on Jalen Hurts making bad decisions, and of course, some of that is baked in as well, but the Chargers' defense all season long has been one of the best in the NFL at limiting the big plays. And they were great in the red zone last night, you know, limiting the Eagles to, you know, some bad looks and bad decisions. So the defense does deserve some credit for that as well.
Yes, no question about it. And Cameron Dicker was great for the Chargers last night. Give him full credit there. I mean, just one clutch kick after the other. I know it's not exciting to talk about kickers, but, man, he's been automatic for the Chargers. And when you can't punch it in and when the opposing defense is playing well, guys like that end up being the difference. He was the difference in that game. When you look at the odds in the AFC West, you see the Chargers at plus 450, back of the Broncos minus 625. Four games remaining. They're down two to Denver in the division. Is there any shot that the Chargers have here, Chelsea?
I mean, maybe. I think a lot of this depends on your take on the Broncos. Because I'll say this. The Broncos have won a lot of close games, and their offense isn't exactly, you know, trustworthy. So, obviously, their defense is going to keep them in a lot of games. And it would take a huge downfall for the Broncos to fumble this division. But I think it's maybe in the realm of possibility. Like, plus 450, it means it's possible. It's built into the number there. I don't know if it's a bet that I would make, though, because I still think the Broncos are a pretty good team.
Yeah, I think so as well. I still have some doubts about their offense, but they just keep finding ways to win. That defense, though, is, man, the AFC, with the way the Broncos play D, with the way the Texans play D, the NFC is so much stronger overall. But then the Patriots play good defense. But there are some teams in the AFC that play such good defense, I think they could, you know, maybe surprise us when we get to a potential Super Bowl matchup. Are you surprised to see the Bills still at plus 375? I get it because they have Josh Allen. I feel like that's just a factor. When I look at the Bills, they make me so nervous. But when you have Josh, you can win every game.
Well, it just goes to show how much postseason experience matters, especially to the odds makers and people who watch football, because it is a different game when it comes to the postseason. And the problem with some of these teams who have had great regular seasons is that they are relatively unproven in the postseason. Like, we haven't seen Drake May win a playoff game yet. Bo Nix, you know, hit or miss. And the Texans as well. So I think, you know, if Patrick Mahomes was in the fold and the Chiefs were good this year, maybe it would be different at the top. But I do think that's the reason why the Bills are still favored.
Yeah, totally makes sense. They got to take advantage of the Chiefs probably not making the playoffs this year. This is their time. Coming up next here on the show, Irish eyes have not been smiling for a few days, but is that anger justified? We're going to talk with the legendary Joe Theismann next on The Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back to the show. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you along with us. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up, the Irish have reason to be angry, but just how angry? We're going to bring in, hopefully, legendary quarterback Joe Theismann, the Notre Dame alum, to talk about that and hear what he has to say. And maybe we'll sprinkle in some Commanders talk as well, with Washington having a really rough time this season. Are you thinking about maybe going to see NC State in their bowl game? Look at this. I just looked this up. Playing in the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl against Memphis? Let's go!
Thanks. What? Do you think I want to pay money to go watch NC State play some meaningless bowl game in a mediocre season? Like, that's the thing. Like, you know this good and well that, like, everything costs money. So even if you just go to Tampa or wherever this bowl game is, there's flights, there's hotels, there are rental cars. And I have a family of three. So it's not just me. So we're talking about, like, probably $2,500. So no, I would much rather go to Raleigh for a home game where I get to see all my friends.
Oh, that's smart. I'm debating on whether or not I want to go to the Citrus Bowl. It's in Orlando, but we have friends there. It's Texas, Michigan. That's a classic matchup between two blue bloods. It's on New Year's Eve. And so Catherine was like, hey, you know, maybe we go down there. Maybe we go to Epcot. Maybe we have drinks and go through it. And then we'll go to the bowl game. So just a consideration. Well, now for your consideration, the opinions of the great Joe Theismann. Of course, College Football Hall of Famer, former Redskins quarterback, former Notre Dame quarterback as well. And we'll jump right into it. Joey T, thanks for being with us here this morning. We really appreciate it. Are the Irish justified in being as angry as they are right now?
Okay. Yeah, they're justified in being in. I'm sorry. I'm still stunned by this whole thing, to be perfectly honest with you. You know, what bothers me probably as much as anything is the 12th hour decision that was made. Notre Dame was ahead of Miami in the polls all the way up until the committee decided they wanted to flip. I mean, it made no sense. And then, of course, Alabama, with three losses, is in, which just doesn't make a whole lot of sense also to me. So there's lots of things that have taken place with the college football playoff picture that common sense would tell you just isn't right.
Right. What do you think the best case for Notre Dame being in was? Like, if you could talk to the committee now and say, hey, here's the case for my team and why they should be in, what would be the major talking points?
I think the major talking point is you can't go back all the way to the first game of the season and decide to go head-to-head. You have to look at the body of the work of the football team going forward. We won 10 straight games. Alabama lost to Florida. You want to go back to the first game of the season? Alabama lost to Florida State. And what was Florida State's record? Notre Dame lost the first two games by a total, I believe, of 4 points. They lose to A&M, they lose to Miami, and then went on a run and got better and better and better. And I believe that this football team could play with anybody, Ohio State, Indiana, Texas Tech. I don't care who you want to put up there. I believe they could play toe-to-toe with anyone. And I just think that the biggest thing was, if you were going to not have Notre Dame in, why did you wait until the end? And why were they ranked higher than Miami, as an example? And this is not a beat down to anybody. Hey, the 12 teams that are in, okay, congratulations. But Notre Dame should have been a part of that. Like I said, I was in a state of disbelief, to be honest with you, when I found out that Notre Dame was not going to be in the college football playoffs. Because all of the talking heads talked about, well, if BYU loses, if Alabama loses, Notre Dame's, you know, 89-90% in. Obviously, the quote-unquote committee decided at the last minute that they didn't like it that way. And I truly believe that if you're a three-loss team, you don't earn the right to be in the college football playoffs. Why isn't Texas in? BYU only had two losses. Why aren't they in? I mean, there's, you know, you can make arguments for everybody across the board, and I just think that the position that Notre Dame got put in was extremely unfortunate.
Joe, it's clear that when it comes to this committee and how they figure out who gets in and who doesn't, there needs to be changes made. So what should those changes be moving forward?
I think it's a fairly simple change. The process is broken. Let's face it. You know, there are people, obviously, that want you in. There are people that don't want you in. Obviously, the don'ts outweigh the do's in this case. If you finish in, if you have the rankings of the teams at the end of the year, the top 12 ranked teams should have the opportunity to be able to play for a national championship, irrespective of your conference championship. I mean, I don't know if anybody watched the Georgia-Alabama game, but you know, that was a lopsided football game, perfectly honest with you. And I know the people of Alabama are probably not going to like me and get mad at me, but, you know, it doesn't matter. The facts are the facts. They're a 10-loss football team, and they're in the college football playoffs. There are 2-loss football teams that are not in. And the University of Notre Dame was playing as good a football as anybody. But I say, if you want to put a product out there that people want to watch, then you have to put a product out there that people want to watch. Not because of some associations or decisions or whatever it might be at the last minute to be able to say, okay, well, Notre Dame was 10, Miami was 12, now all of a sudden Notre Dame's out. It's like, where did that come from? And what's, I guess the other thing too, which I'm very curious about, is why did Alabama stay at 9? After getting beat, and what was the decision, or what was the conversation that basically said in that room, we think a 3-loss Alabama football team should be in the playoffs? What's the answer to that question? Simple explanation.
Yeah.
instead of flipping everything around at the last minute, and you know, I almost think the Alabama decision is hidden behind the so-called presentations that they made regarding head-to-head competition and Notre Dame and Miami. Hey, Notre Dame and Miami both should be in, if you look at it that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, so...
You know, I mean, like I said, I'm looking for an explanation. I would love to hear somebody from the committee. I love that term. I would love to hear somebody explain to me what the reason was for... you know, for Alabama to be in.
Well, the problem is every time they've explained themselves, I lose more faith in them. So I don't even know if I want to hear them talk about, you know, their decisions. That's the problem. Nobody knows the exact qualifications.
They fall all over themselves trying to explain this situation, which it really shouldn't be that difficult, to be honest with you. You know, you wouldn't think it would be.
Joe, before we let you go, I wanted to ask you about... I'll go right ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and you know, I support Marcus's decision and this football team and the program deciding not to play in a bowl game. I just think it's the, you know, Marcus is a fantastic human being, number one. Mm-hmm. Tremendous football coach. Understands his football team. Respects his players. And decisions that he makes are for the good of the University of Notre Dame and the good of his football players and his staff. And boy, you have to admire the living daylights out of them.
Well, Joe, before we let you go, we want to get you out of here, but we wanted to ask you about the Commanders and clearly struggling right now, and the big debate will be, should Jaden Daniels play for the remainder of the season when the Commanders have lost 8 straight and he continues to be banged up? What do you think?
I think he has to. It's a beat-up football team. It's been, as a matter of fact, and a little bit of going back, the Chicago game was a deciding game for the Bears a year ago. Everything went south after that one. For the Chicago game this year, the Commanders have gone south after the Chicago game. So the Bear game in the last 2 years has been a very defining moment, and the Bears are playing some terrific football as well. But I think the Commanders are a football team that's just beat up, and as far as Jake goes, you know what you noticed in this game against Minnesota is when he threw the interception, was heading to try and tackle the guy, he got blocked to the ground, and he put his left arm down to sort of brace the ground. And in that case, I don't think he's at a point where he can protect himself from all the things that could possibly happen on the field. Everybody talked about sliding, running out of bounds. But what happens when you throw an interception and you try to make a tackle and somebody blocks you? That was something that didn't come up in the conversation. I don't know what his physical condition is. I think it was important, if he was healthy enough to be able to play, to get back on the field this year. I would assume that at some point over the next 4 weeks, we'll probably see him on the field. I don't know what decision they're going to make this week against the Giants. But I think for him to get back on the field, if he is 100% healthy and can protect himself, it would serve him well going into next year.
He is a College Football Hall of Famer, former Notre Dame quarterback, former Super Bowl champion, and two-time All-Pro as well. It is Joe Theismann. Joe, we appreciate the time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and stay warm.
Well, yeah, he's right about that. Absolutely. Freezing outside right now. It's not easy to wake up when you're cold, too. You know, it's like, it's early, and I'm cold. And I left my computer in that lift. Whew. Glad we broke out of that, Chelsea. But when it comes to the Commanders, let me ask you, because I asked this question yesterday on the pod. Commanders fans are going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Some people are angry about Jaden playing in the first place because now he's banged up. But he could have played. Dan Quinn said, look, he could have gone back in the game against the Vikings, but DQ didn't like the way the game was going and thought, let's just keep Jaden out. What would you do? If he's ready to go, and he should be, does he play the rest of the year, or do you say, nope, let's wrap this guy up and worry about next year?
I wish I had a clearer picture on his actual health, because that's the tough part when you're on the outside looking in, is that you don't know all the details, and, you know, they don't have to tell us. But I think if he is in danger of possibly injuring himself more, what's the point? And, right. Like, for the Commanders, it's like, okay, so you're probably not going to make the postseason. Why do you need to win games? And I know this is a talking point for a lot of teams, like especially in my neighborhood with the Titans, where we won a game over the weekend. And some people were kind of mad because we're like, hey, can we at least get the number one overall pick? This is a lost season. So there is no reason for us to win games. And here's the other thing. Like, the Commanders at least have a viable backup quarterback in Marcus Mariota. So it's not like they're going to be, you know, bringing in Phillip Rivers like some other teams across the league. So I don't know. I think it's a difficult decision. And also, it's hard to say this to Jaden Daniels himself, because it's very easy for us to stand here and say this. But imagine if your franchise quarterback is pleading with you to get back in the game, because this is a similar conversation to, you know, the Bengals playing Joe Burrow. I feel like Joe Burrow probably fought to play and get back in the game. And I would assume Jaden Daniels is probably the same way.
Yeah, I know he wants to play. There's no question about that. And, you know, I've gone back and forth on this. There was a time when I thought, okay, let's hold him out. Let's make sure that he's safe here. But then the more I thought about it, the more I listened, I thought, you know what? I think I'm wrong here. He needs to play. He needs to play. This is a second-year quarterback, and we need to know if he's durable or not, right? Every time he goes in, and he's kind of slight anyway, he gets banged up. I'm not advocating for him getting tossed around and getting hurt, but if he can play, he needs to play. He needs to grow and develop, and he does have his full complement of receivers in the lineup for the first time all season, and so he's got to get better. This offense needs to get better. They need some sort of momentum going into the offseason, because clearly they're eliminated from playoff contention. And not only that, when you're the quarterback, Chelsea, and you're a young guy and you can play, it's important that you send that message to the rest of the locker room that you want to play, that you're not just going to accept the franchise's decision, or you're going to step out of the starting lineup and protect yourself. Even Commanders players have said, yeah, we're glad he's playing. It tells us a lot that he wants to play, that he wants to be in there. So I think that's a factor people aren't necessarily talking about as well.
Well, I think the best argument is the fact that he is a young quarterback, and he still has things to learn. Like, as great as his rookie season was, the best quarterbacks in the game have so much experience. And, you know, like the best at like calling audibles and learning the nuances of the game, it's because they play for so long. That's why Aaron Rodgers could be like 57 and still be great at, you know, drawing the other team off sides or getting those free plays, because he has the experience and the savvy of playing in those games. So I think sometimes experience matters, or a lot of times experience matters, and Jaden Daniels still doesn't have a ton of it.
Yes, and he's got to get that to continue on the path that we saw during his rookie season, and this has kind of been a lost season, so every bit of experience helps. Coming up next on the show, I'm sorry to report the Donkster is back, and he's very unhappy about something. But we do have our best bets, that and a whole lot more. It's coming up next on the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back to the show. At any tip on the BetMGM Network, I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Hope you're having a great Tuesday. Thanks for waking up with us. I got to tell you about, and I don't want to get too political or anything here, but we had quite a night on Friday. So I've been in D.C. for 20 years, and I've experienced just about everything, but I've never had an experience like I had on Friday, where our friend Sarah, and we all have some mutual friends, we all went to Texas, so we'll watch football together, we'll go out from time to time, and Sarah texted myself and the lovely Catherine and said, hey, there's this black tie event I'm going to, should be free food, free drinks. We're going to the Four Seasons for like a couple drinks, and there's a party down the street in Georgetown. We're like, oh, that sounds great. We got super dressed up. We go to the Four Seasons. RFK Jr. is there. And I, just saying, Catherine is not a fan, so I saw him and he and his wife and the Secret Service And I was like, oh my God, if Catherine sees him and I turn and Catherine is standing right in front of me and she goes, is that? I go, yes. You just need to calm down, honey. And I saw her just like laser beam eyes booing him on the way out. So that was fun. Anyway, so that happened. And then we enjoy ourselves. And then it's, hey, this party's happening down the street. We're like, okay, let's go. So it's freezing cold. I have no idea where we're going. And it's this huge party at some person's two-bedroom apartment. There's security downstairs to check us out before we go in. We go upstairs. They vet us again before we walk inside the apartment. And it was nice. Not crazy. This place was totally packed. And immediately I'm like, where are we? Every woman there, the guys were, I was like, I've never seen so many bow ties in my life. Every woman there was filled to the gills with Botox. I've never seen so much plastic surgery in my life. A couple of the women were emaciated. I'm like, there's definitely drugs being done here. And then the coat room was the second bedroom. Just people hanging up their coats on wire hangers, which I don't really care. But it was like trying to elevate this experience that was just someone having this very niche party in D.C. And then I walk in. He makes a beeline over to me. He's got like three layers of makeup on. And he's like, who are you? I was like, excuse me? He goes, who are you? And I was like, my name is Michael Jenkins. And then Catherine says, we're with Sarah. We're with Sarah. He goes, oh, and just walks off. I'm like, what in the... So, and we were told before we got there, this guy's either really cool or sometimes he's a lunatic. I'm like, oh, well, that's great. Now we got the lunatic side. Anyway, we were there for about 15 minutes. I was looking around. I could not believe what I was watching. Someone is taking pictures of everyone, and I did not want to be in any picture. And the host was like, yeah, we brought in the photographer. They love it. They just love it. I'm like, okay.
They're probably getting paid.
Yeah. And the coolest person there was the girl who was helping serve the drinks, and she definitely didn't want to be there. And I was like, how are you doing tonight? And she was like, I'm doing fine. It's nice to be here. I was like, really? And she kind of smiles at me. I was like, yeah, that's what I thought. I don't want to be here either. So we were there for about 15, 20 minutes tops. Catherine was like, I kind of just want to stand here and watch this go down, whatever this is. I was like, yeah, sort of, but also we got to get out of here. So we left, went down the street to Martin's, which is in Georgetown. It's a traditional DC place. We had drinks and closed out the night. But that, whatever that was, that pocket of DC, I've never experienced that before. And I don't ever want to experience it again. It was bizarre. Sorry, it's a long story, but it was, I still can't believe it.
See, that's what I kind of miss about like when I was in college in like my younger years. Because like now that I have a kid, like I'm not going to parties, but I do miss like the thrill of the gamble. When you walk into a party and you have no idea what it's going to be. Like in college, I remember this party we went to that was behind a Food Lion in a field, and you're like, what did we just come into? And everybody's doing these like psychedelic drugs. You're like, you know, this is part of the thrill of college, though. It's like you do these like wild things, you meet people that you never thought that you would meet. But Jenks, being in DC, do you run into politicians all the time? Because you've said this before that DC, it's a big city, but I don't know, like it feels like the actual city is not that big of a
I don't know,
like geographical, right, an area. So it feels like maybe you would see people. I don't know how many politicians you know or that you would recognize, but do you see people out and about?
Sure, from time to time. I mean, you have to be kind of be in the right spots, and there are definitely places that politicians like to go or places that members of the media where they like to go. Like a few months ago, we ran into half the on-air crew from CNN, and they were out. Mm-mm. And so... Or Wolf Blitzer, you'll see him from time to time. Or different politicians. Who do we see? I forget the name. It was a politician from Texas. It wasn't Ted Cruz. It was someone else. Like, it kind of depends on where you are, particularly if you're close to Capitol Hill. And also, there are spots that are more Democratic versus some that are more Republican. And then there's higher-end spots where you know, everyone kind of gathers and tries to just take a break from the politics of it all. But you will see that from time to time.
Yeah, it's crazy where, like, I'm not in the scene, obviously, but I feel like there's probably, like, bars. Like, if you wanted to see certain people, you probably know the spots.
Yes. If you and plus, you can look them up, too. Like, if you really are dying to see someone, you can probably find a place to do that because D.C. is pretty small. All right, Chelsea, we're going kind of small on our bets tonight, but let's get to it.
Time to place your bets.
I love it when I see a basketball game I would have never thought of on your card. What do you got?
Well, we had to dig deep today because I don't love the card, but we're going to college hoops. I'm going to take Columbia laying 4.5 on the road at Stony Brook just because it feels like Columbia has a really repeatable style of offense. And if you look at the Lions this year, their only loss has been to UConn, 89-62. Other than that, it is a flawless record for Columbia. But as far as the stats go, and I know you shouldn't live and die by the stats, but this is a great shooting team, ranking 27th in effective field goal percentage, and they're also a great offensive rebounding team. So that's the thing. Even when they miss their shots, they're going to get plenty of good looks on second chances, ranking 10th overall in offensive rebounding percentage. Meanwhile, you look at Stony Brook, nothing pops up when it comes to overall strengths, and it just feels to me that Columbia is the better overall offensive team. And Stony Brook's defense, whew, not great. Ranking 253rd, according to KenPom, in defensive efficiency. So it feels like Columbia has the better numbers here. Even though it's a road game, I think Columbia continues to roll. Let's go Lions, laying 4.5.
All right. I almost went to Columbia.
Did you?
But I didn't. Yeah. Columbia, Northwestern, and Texas, where I almost went to graduate school, but I didn't get in. I got to the final phase, which was meeting a woman in Dallas and her making me write an essay, which was really bizarre. That was a long time ago. I'm sure their admissions process is different. Let's go Stars on the money line. Oh, yeah, we're doing Stars on the money line, minus 135 in Winnipeg, taking on the Jets. Stars have won 3 of their last 4. Jets have lost 3 of their last 4. Stars, one of the top 10 teams in the NHL. This is a pretty simple handicap. Whenever you bet on Winnipeg, at least when I bet on Winnipeg, you always want to make sure Connor Hellebuyck is between the pipes, one of the best netminders in the league. But he has been out, and since he's been out, the Jets 0-6 against opposing teams with a winning record. I think they fall to 0-7 tonight. Let's go Stars on the money line at minus 135. All right, Dongster. Before we wrap things up, get on in here. Oh, he's in studio. He's ready to go. What's going on? Good morning.
I just want everyone to know I blame the ACC.
Oh, okay. Well, you got company then.
I was completely on track and I got the screw job. Just like the Irish, I planned on advancing and the campaign against me was ridiculous.
You were advancing where?
Past second base.
No. Well, gotta blame someone, I guess. Do you have a bet for us?
University of Connecticut, -4.5 against Florida.
Okay. Good job. Good to have you back, I guess. You're sitting really low in that chair. But you're here. Chelsea, what's on the docket for you today? It's a Tuesday. Blake's birthday party is over. The house is decorated. Yeah, throw a log in the fire and just warm your hands up and just enjoy the day.
There's no relaxing. This is the biggest time of year for moms. Listen, this is our Super Bowl, so there's not a day where I'm not preparing for things. And here's the thing, like, my entire weekend was dedicated to Blake's birthday party, so I didn't get caught up on laundry, on cleaning the house. So that's the unfun part. And I've heard this, like, when you have kids and they get older, mm-hmm. your weekends are actually more busy than the weekdays because they have all these activities. So unfortunately, usually I will catch up on my woman's work around the house on the weekends. So I've got to do that today. So it's not the funnest Tuesday I've ever had, but at least maybe if I get the grunt work out of the way by this weekend, we'll be tucked in on the couch by the fire watching some Christmas movies.
Or you can go to some sort of weird party. Everyone, I'm telling you, The plastic surgery in that room, thousands of dollars. The number of people in that room looking for a partner, just like looking to like sizing people up, it was, I hate to go back to that, but I'm glad I'm not a part of that. So just,
I think,
yeah.
Isn't there a name for that face? Don't they call it Mar-a-Lago face? Like, not to get too political. Like, I'm not, I don't
That's
care
what it was.
Either way, but
yeah.
I've seen that on Instagram. And they're like, this is the Mar-a-Lago face. And there is a very certain aesthetic. And there is a lot of work in that process done to the face.
Oh, construction zone. Wow. But, you know, it's a good story. It's a fun story. But I will not be back, and I probably won't be invited back. Who are you? Lord. Come up next here on the show. It is Bet Sweats, because that's going to wrap it up for us here on the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. That is Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins for the entire crew. Go out, have a great Tuesday. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow at 6 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.